Welcome back to another episode of Sustainable Idaho here on KISU. Sustainable Idaho explores issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council, Idaho State University's Sustainability Club, and KISU. Thank you to these organizations for making Sustainable Idaho possible. This week, I am your host, Linda Engel. Last week's segment of Sustainable Idaho, Chris Brown explored salmon, the four Snake River dams, and the economic impact of their possible removal. This week we hear about Citizens Climate Lobby, whose mission it is to create the political will for climate solutions by enabling individual breakthroughs in the exercise of personal and political power. Citizens Climate Lobby believes that the solution to our climate crisis is democracy. Today we will hear from Pocatello members of Citizens Climate Lobby. We begin with my co-leader, Paul Hancock. Paul, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you got involved with Citizens Climate Lobby.
I'm a business person and worked in business traveling to mountain states up until 2015 when I retired. Just happened to stumble across Citizens Climate Lobby online. And I did a little investigation about them. I felt like their policy on climate change was a practical one and made sense from a business person's perspective. I'm also a fairly avid skier and fly fisherman and have noticed the impacts of climate change. In the spring of 2016, I decided to get involved. Unfortunately, I stumbled across Linda Engel, and we teamed up and were able to start a chapter in Pocatello, Idaho.
Citizens Climate Lobby believes that democracy is the way our government can move forward on climate change. What do they mean by that?
They are advocating a bipartisan congressional solution to climate change. We are doing this because we have to have buy-in from both sides of the aisle. Therefore, our local chapters nationwide meet with their members of Congress to promote climate action.
So you're a fiscal conservative. How does that work with Citizens Climate Lobby?
I'm a firm believer in the free market. The concept of fossil fuel companies being able to, with no cost, release greenhouse gases into the air just doesn't seem right to me. If you just simply have a cost on carbon, then you send a signal to the market.
That market signal would be the rising cost of fossil-fueled energy. Paul believes business will innovate and invest in non-fossil solutions to meet their energy needs. This helps speed the transition to a fossil-free future. ISU math professor Kathy Kriloff has been a Pocatello member of Citizens Climate Lobby for about 3 years. Kathy, would you tell us about the carbon fee and dividend idea?
Sure. Carbon fee and dividend is one significant lever that can be used to counteract global warming. As proposed by CCL, it has three components. First, it imposes a fee on sources of CO2 that starts at $15 per metric ton and increases by $10 per metric ton each year. This realizes the true cost of fossil fuel emissions without shocking the economic system too quickly. Second, all net fees are distributed in equal shares directly to all adults as a monthly dividend. This makes the proposal revenue neutral. And since it is predicted that around 2/3 of households will see a net gain, the dividend is projected to equitably inject billions of dollars into the economy. Third, there is a border adjustment to account for differences in different countries. This will discourage business relocation and motivate similar change in other countries.
Recently, 6 or 7 different carbon tax bills were introduced in the House of Representatives. Would you tell us about the one that Citizens Climate Lobby would like to see passed?
Sure. So HR 763 currently has 81 co-sponsors in the House, and it's called the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. A few key differences are that EICDA provide a refund for safe permanent CO2 sequestration and include exemptions for fuels used in farm machinery and the U.S. military.
Twice a year, in June and November, Citizens Climate Lobby members meet with their U.S. senators and representatives in Washington, D.C. to ask for climate action. In 2019, members logged over 1,700 meetings. This year, all meetings were by Zoom or conference call. Dr. Creighton Hardin is a retired Pocatello pediatrician who lobbied for the climate with Senator Crapo. Dr. Hardin, you are a relatively new member of Citizens Climate Lobby. Why do you do climate work?
There's certainly growing evidence of man-made climate change, and I felt I couldn't just sit back and do nothing. I think about my kids and grandkids and what kind of world I'll be leaving them. And then also, I'm worried about the adverse health effects of climate change to children. Lastly, we are stewards of our earth.
So why are you working with CCL?
Well, I attended the first meeting last fall, and I was immediately impressed with the grassroots approach, the approach to lobbying our Idaho congressmen and senators. The national climate lobby is very well run. There are excellent tools that you can use, especially for getting ready to lobby your representatives.
This summer was your first time lobbying for the climate. You lobbied Senator Crapo with seven other concerned citizens on a Zoom call. What was that like?
Well, it was interesting. Each session, you decide what you're going to ask for. And the ask is support from the senator for a climate bill. Senator Crapo was pulled away, but we had a good meeting with his aides. We all introduced ourselves and gave areas of concern that we each had. There was a farmer, a fourth-generation farmer from Genesee, who, along with 40 other farmers in northern Idaho, have been using non-tilling farming, which is a CO2 sequestering way of farming. He has been working for 7 years to get payments through the carbon markets, but he has not been able to achieve that. So there's a Senate bill that we asked for Senator Crapo's support. It's called the Growing Climate Solution Act that would streamline the exchange between farmers that sequester CO2 and carbon markets so they can receive payments.
Why do so many people believe the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act will be good for people and the economy?
There will be no increase in government. It's revenue neutral. It would increase jobs. And the modeling show that CO2 in the atmosphere would decrease by 33% in 10 years and 90% by 2050. It's not a tax. All the money goes back to families and individuals to help offset increase in their energy costs and also have money left over. 3,500 economists supported as the most effective bill to decrease CO2.
We have been talking with Paul Hancock, Kathy Krilloff, and Creighton Hardin about how citizens can take effective action on the climate issue. Links to Idaho's chapters of Citizens Climate Lobby, as well as recordings of this and past programs, can be found at kisu.org/programs. Our host next Tuesday morning on Sustainable Idaho is Julie Raymond, who will be exploring the topic of local water and how our aquifer affects life in the Portneuf Valley. You will want to catch this episode. Sustainable Idaho airs every Tuesday morning at 7:35. We explore issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Thank you to our sponsors, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org/programs/sustainableidaho.